Happy Friday! I'm Shannon Halliday. Thanks for tuning in to Gratitude Space Radio with Chris Pelmore and friends. Every Friday, I'm serving up cool, refreshing sips of gratitude. Small, delightful moments throughout my week, I can't wait to share with you beautiful people. One of the goals I had in the new year was to read more books. During the summertime, I often struggle with prioritizing reading because I have so many hobbies between writing and riding my bike and hanging out with my pets, going for walks in nature. I always seem to have something going on. So I've been leaving books around the house, leaving them in the living room, leaving them in my computer room, leaving them where they're accessible, where I can just grab them when I have a spare moment instead of grabbing my phone and looking on social media. And although it takes me a long time sometimes to read a book, like this last book I read, I swear it took me 5 months. I just finished it last night. It was a book on addiction, and it was called A Million Little Pieces by James Frey. It was absolutely phenomenal. It was his view and his, journey with addiction. And the things I learned and the empathy and compassion that I've gained for addicts, I can't even explain. It was just so good. And now I'm left wanting more. Now I'm craving another book. I pulled two more and brought them upstairs so that they're just around for me to read. One on classic philosophy, one on neuroscience. I might, read a page here, read a page there, but at least I'm reading and I'm learning. Whether it be looking up a word that I didn't know and finding the meaning, or just the concept of someone else's reality. Sometimes I would never have thought of something, and then I read it and I sit and think, wow, why did I never think of that? Books can take you out of your reality. If you're stressed out one day and you pick up a wonderful fantasy book and it takes you away to a foreign place and a foreign beautiful land where magic is everywhere, books are just so comforting and wonderful. And some people prefer ebooks. I prefer to have paperback, mostly because I feel like I'm on my screens too much already. And I'm trying to actually get away from being on social media and on YouTube and on all the various sites and apps that we tend to use throughout our days. And books are just a wonderful way to do that. You can learn, think about something that you never would have thought of, and just get completely submerged. Get out of your head and be completely in the moment. Do you have a favorite book? If you do, throw it in the comments. I'll add it to my library. And then when I finally get around to reading it, maybe we can talk about it. I would love to read a book a month and then work on that to even more. And that's, the end goal would be to read every day. And once I make it a habit, I'll be able to do that. What do you feel about reading? Do you prefer ebooks? Do you prefer paperback? What are your thoughts? Throw a comment. Cheers to another week of gratitude. Thanks for listening.